No, we just got 72 hours left before we hopefully close it up and call it a day. Just your thoughts on those three big issues that are still out there, unemployment and the budget primarily, and then the CIB.
Well, I think the principals are working hard on both the unemployment bill and the budget. It's unfortunate the governor keeps threatening both parties and both chambers, and I just would like some constructive input, if he's going to give any. And I guess some governors think they win if they force a special session, but I don't think anybody wins. On the unemployment insurance issue, I think there's been due diligence, I think, on both parties, and I just hope they can reach an agreement. You saw 7,000 or 8,000 unemployed people here today that really are hopeful that they reach an agreement. And I said to them that I think both parties will end up supporting a unemployment bill. I certainly hope in the House we have bipartisan support.
How about the Capital Improvement Board?
Well, I think that the City County Council said they will do nothing, and there's been the governor took over the stadium, and that's one of the biggest problems because it's about $25 million of cost and maintenance that they didn't account for. So I think he needs to engage in that. Maybe that's one of the reasons that they're going to drag the budget or some other issue into this summer so they can solve the CIB. It'd be a shame if that's why we lose the budget because of the CIB. That is a problem that needs more leadership here in Indianapolis and more leadership by the governor. And we are willing to help to a certain extent, but we need to have a reasonable proposal. And, of course, it has to be led with the mayor and the governor.
Before I let you go here, Jim Irsay made some comments basically saying in the newspaper that that's it, they're done. They're not going to do any more than their legal obligation right now. You folks, regardless of what you think here in Republican, Democrat, either caucus, seem to be working to look for some solution. What does it tell you that when the owner of the football team that benefits probably the most from the new stadium has basically said they're not doing anything more than what they're obligated to do?
Well, obviously he's been given that power by folks outside this building. Well, maybe not. I don't know what agreement the governor worked out on the stadium with them. I don't know what kind of agreements this mayor or other mayors have dealt with him, but I will say this. It's unfortunate because I think he's been blessed with a magnificent stadium and pretty much rent-free.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.